There's nothing quite like the mention of a skunk to get folks wrinkling up their noses. Smell a skunk if you're driving down the highway. And everyone in the car, from the youngest to Sister Wendy, if she's riding along, is apt to call out,
P.U.
Yes, the skunk has a tough profile to fulfill. Just ask our old friend Pepe Le Pew. But now a new book for children sets things right for the malodorously maligned animal. The book is called Skunks. It's by David T. Greenberg, illustrated by Lynn Munsinger, and published by Little Brown & Company. Daniel Pinkwater has brought it to our attention, and he joins us from his home in upstate New York. Daniel, thanks for being back with us.
Scott, yes. It's National Skunk Week.
Is it really?
It is really. Well, it is now.
Okay, all right.
I declare this to be National Skunk Week. Time we had it. Summer's coming on.
Yeah? Oh.
The air is balmy. One sleeps some nights where I am with the windows open, and already that tragic yet soporific, that characteristic fragrance wafts through the windows, usually denoting some little fracas, often a skunk coming up against an automobile, a sad event, but yet it reminds us of our beloved friends, the skunks.
Now, I can tell, looking at the cover of this book, that it's about, I guess you'd call it, if there is such a thing as common, that it is about the common striped skunk.
Our most familiar skunk, although in almost the same range, except for the very northern tier of our states, is the spotted skunk, smaller and cuter, and it can walk on its hands.
You're kidding me.
It does. They do it just to goof around and also to get better aim. When you see a skunk walking on its hands, you may applaud it, but I wouldn't crowd in to give it flowers.
Applauded from a distance,
yes,
I guess,
yes,
right?
Yes. And here is a book of skunk poetry. Publishers take note, any book of skunk poetry, I'm going to do my best to get it on this radio program because there's just not enough written about the skunk, most noble of mammals.
All right, should we read this?
We may as well.
Please.
This is Skunks by David T. Greenberg, illustrated very well by Lynn Munsinger. The stunkiest stank ever to stink, the stankiest stink to stunk, far worse than a moldy garbage can when you reach down and scoop out the gunk.
A million times worse than octopus armpits or sniffling an elephant trunk.
Is the galling, appalling, truly enthralling, glorious stink of a skunk.
Sing songs to the stink of a skunk. Ring gongs to the stink of a skunk. Ding dongs to the stink of a skunk. The glorious stink of a skunk.
But the stink of a skunk, I always have thunk, is more than a sweet bouquet. There are numerous other things that a punk can do with the heavenly spray.
Spray that can stun even squirrels almost radioactive, which for normal boys and girls makes it quite attractive.
First of all, it's valid to keep a skunk as a pet and spray your family's salad in place of a vinaigrette.
It's okay to spray on the toothbrushes of everyone in your family. It's okay to spray in the dresser drawer where your sister keeps her pajamaly.
Skunks make excellent hats, really cozy undies, whip their spray like Cool Whip, and slather ice cream sundaes.
And what a picture we have here of just a little boy curled up in a bed full of skunks with his own dog by his side. And the text goes, a giant mound of skunks makes an incredibly comfortable bed. In place of fluffy slippers, a pair of skunks instead.
Skunks make superior sprinklers for watering your grass. Pump their tails several times. Spray insects with their gas.
Skunks for super soakers. It's okay to play inside a hovercraft of squirting skunks. Take it for a ride.
Get married to a skunk and save $1,000. He can carbonate all the wedding drinks and won't require a tux.
And, you know, in this picture, all the skunks do look quite elegant,
yes,
don't they? Born in black tie. Oh, and this one I like. This one that follows with skunks having their hair and their tails done up punk style. Punk rocker skunks, bizarrely tattooed. Ninja skunks with attitude. Sumo skunks scarfing food. Skunks with purple mohawks. Dude.
They're perfect for powdering noses with their very own built-in hair. They're perfect for washing windows with their very own built-in sprayer.
Why can't Santa's sled be pulled by skunks instead? Reindeer are lovable fellas, but skunks have jet propellers. Oh, I just got that. Oh, I love that. Okay, sorry.
Choose skunk gas at the gas station to fill your limousine. It's high octane and unleaded and will make your car run clean.
Place a skunk in brother's bunk. Drop one in his bath.
Kerplunk.
Climb into your skunkmobile. Snap a skunk salute. Then rocket out of the skunk cave in your super skunker suit.
Hyper windshield wiper skunks, little baby diaper skunks. Not only are they likable, they're naturally recyclable.
Skunk cabbage casserole, spicy skunk salami.
Skunk tornadoes, skunk volcanoes, a giant skunk tsunami.
Your neighbors will soon catch wind of the fact there are skunks in your apartment and frantically will contact the stink control department.
Anti-skunk commandos will parachute from jets with tranquilizer weapons to neutralize your pets.
Ninja skunks will counterattack. Subo skunks will charge. Blimp skunks overhead will drop their skunk discharge.
Skunkzilla and Skunk Kong will lift their monstrous tails, aim at the attackers and spray like spouts of whales.
The attackers have been skunked, and you may rest content with your loving skunk companions who are truly heaven sent.
Right.
Scott, here's my little critical speech about a book like this.
Yes.
I know this from personal experience as an authoror myself. Mm-hmm. Publishers love sleazy tricks and gimmicks. You see, and part of the job of a writer of children's books is to kid them that this is actually just sort of a commercial claptrap, and once you get that across, they curl up and purr like kittens. So this guy has done a book called Bugs, a book called Slugs, and they're playing him up as the guru of gross. Fact is, guess what? As you just heard, as our audience, I think, will mostly agree, the poems are fun. It's nice work. He has respect for his audience, and that includes me.
Now, a word about the illustrations.
Yes.
They spill out over the borders. That's a good feature. I like that in a book.
They're full of energy. They're accomplished. They're funny. You know, there's a drawing of early in the book, the it's valid to keep a skunk as a pet page, and the kid wearing a gas mask is leading a skunk on a leash. The skunk, as many of the skunks in the book, is just completely happy. It has this sort of contented and slightly superior smile. So this is a book written by and illustrated by people who appreciate the glorious skunk on this, its National Week.
Daniel, a real stinker of a book. We loved it.
I'm very happy, and I'll smell you later, Scott.
Oh, what a shame. You've been waiting all morning to say that, haven't you? The book is called Skunks! Exclamation point. It's by David T. Greenberg, illustrated by Lynn Munsinger, published by Little Brown and Company. Daniel Pinkwater's new book is called Fat Camp Commandos. It's published by Scholastic. Daniel is the co-host of Chinwag Theater, a program heard on many fine public radio stations. In fact, we like to think the best ones.
I would say.